This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
So how is it looking for the clash between the Western Bulldogs and Carlton tomorrow night? Sure, there is plenty of pride going on, but what about the game? Daniel Roberts sat down with Joy's own Chicks Talking Footy to get the play-by-play on how they think the game will go. And they let us know about some of the other surprises but for tomorrow night's Pride match along the way.
You're on The Informer on Joy 94.9, and it's a great pleasure to have the Chicks from Chicks Talking Footy in the studio. Today we've got Beck, Fee and Bree. They're here from Chicks Talking Footy, and they're here to talk about the Pride March. Pride Match. Not Pride March. Oh, God. I've been sitting here
listening
to it.
Anyone can march in the Pride March.
People might march on the field. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
They could be. So are we excited? I mean,
We are so excited.
Yeah.
Well, you've just announced who will be doing the coin toss. That was a competition you had through the show.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so the Pancake Parlour actually sponsored our show and gave us the opportunity to toss the coin at the first ever AFLW Pride game. And Emma O'Connor won the coin toss.
So that's a big deal for Joy.
It's a massive big deal. So what a great thing to be able to give our listeners. We wanted to win our own competition.
Yeah, apparently that was not allowed.
And Emma also gets the privilege of spending some time with Boundary Beck.
That's right. I'll be interviewing Emma on the Boundary if she's up for it.
Mm. And even if she's not.
Even if she's not, I'll make her. Mm. Yeah.
So Chicks, the Chicks of Chicks Talking Footy, you're playing a massive role at the match tomorrow. What's in it for you guys?
So we are going to be hosting the broadcast alongside the game. The broadcast will start at 6. The game starts at 7:05. So we're going to be interviewing a whole lot of amazing guests leading up into the game. So Nicole Livingston, who's the CEO of AFLW, Susan Alberti, Debbie Lee, who's a great legend of the game, and a whole lot more. The Bulldogs Pride Collective and the Carlton Pride group as well. We'll be talking to them. And then we're going to be calling the game. So probably a little less like Fox Footy and a bit more like
us.
Roy and HG.
Yeah. A bit like us.
No, a bit like us. A bit kind of, who knows what'll happen. But I know Bree and Motti have been practicing the names in the car.
How do you practice, Brie? Because it's kind of a hard job.
Yeah, so what I've been doing, I know Motti's had a different approach, but my approach has been to watch games on Foxtel without any sound and to actually call play-by-play and learn the player names like that. So I've been doing, pretty well. Beck gave me a quiz earlier and I passed that with
flying colours.
Yeah, but Motti has taken a different approach. She's recorded everyone's names on a...
And numbers
on the recorder and has been listening to that in the car.
So we're a professional outfit here,
Dan.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
But we play to our strengths, Dan. Motti and Bria are probably the statisticians and the factual...
The algorithms.
The factual girls of the team, whereas I just like saying random things, so I'll be down on the boundary that.
Cool.
And, Beck and I are really good at talking a whole lot of rubbish.
Yep.
Which is called special comments.
That's right.
We're the special comments.
So play to your skills, Dan. Play to your skills.
Well, on the boundary, you have the best seat in the house, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah. I might just walk onto the field.
Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to take a few marks.
Yeah, I mean, if it falls down the other end.
Can you imagine that?
Specky.
I know. I'll be like...
Specky Becky.
Specky Becky, actually. I'm going to write a movie about that.
Yeah. Well, that can be the next documentary.
I've just lost it. Specky Becky.
Specky Becky.
So, look, if that's not an example of what a professional call it's going to be on Friday, Dan,
this is the quality that you can look forward to tomorrow at the...
And crossing to Specky Becky.
Bree has lost it. You need to be professional, Bree. You can't laugh this hard at our jokes or you'll never be able to talk.
But on a more serious note, we are very excited about the AFL Women's Pride Game. We've done two broadcasts before at the Men's Pride Games, but this is a different kind of feel, I think. So that's really exciting. But I think the big difference for us has been in the men's games, because there's no out male players. They talk about the Pride Game about, you know, they've got gay brothers or friends or and all those sorts of things. Whereas because so many women in the AFLW are out, this is really personal to them. It's them and their wives and kids. And
no, look, this has been a really special opportunity for us, you know, to be part of something for the first time and to be helping to celebrate Pride at the football is an amazing thing. And I think our show really started at a time where just before the AFLW launched and the same year that the Men's Pride Game was launched at the AFLW, and we've really had that focus the whole time of, you know, gender equality as well as LGBTI inclusion at the football, and this kind of brings that together. And as Beck was saying, you know, just the stories feel a bit more personal this time. You know, players are talking about their families and the relationships, and even some of the players will be marching onto the field in their rainbow Guernseys but with their partners.
Mm.
I guess when you think about that significance, the fact that there will be family members of the players in the crowd waving rainbow flags, that's a lot different to gay members of the community watching, or LGBTIQ members of the community watching the Pride match, and the men's saying, yeah, we're here and this is for us. This is like actual supporting families and mums
that's
on the field, which is pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also the women just have kind of led the way in this area a lot, you know, with players just kind of openly kissing their partners or coming to the best and fairest with their partners as well.
And it's never been a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just been, this is us and this is what we do. And I think the other thing is that what I think we've learnt from being involved in the AFL Pride Games, or we've been to a lot of the regional Pride Games as well, is the impact that these games have on communities. And I think the AFLW is opening that to another kind of audience of, you know, it's kids at home to be able to see, you know, kids who might be struggling with their own sexuality to say, oh, well, look at these women. They're out. They're playing footy. That's great. That's I guess, inspiring for them.
Be sure to listen here on Joy 94.9 tomorrow night to hear the live broadcast from the team at Chicks Talking Footy at the inaugural AFL Women's Pride Game.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.